Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning on this gorgeous morning. Aren't you so happy to hear the rain?
Yes.
And more than our typical, 10-drop Grand Junction rain. And hopefully we're going to get some more. I feel energetic. Some people say, oh, no, it's cloudy, it's rainy.
No. But I'm with you.
This gal from the Midwest is so happy. I think we're all happy, though, because we live in a desert.
Yes, we do.
So we'll take any. So welcome, everybody, to Dixie's Food for Thought with my gal Nakona over there. And we have a secret guest that I'll introduce pretty quick. here at 1100 KNZZ AM and 92.7 FM. So, one day, I don't know what was going on. There was a little technical, and so then I just turned to the other location for
perfect
Food for Thought. And now we are also rebroadcast on Sundays, so tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So if you listen and you hear perhaps our guests say something about something that got your interest, and you go, now what did she say? You could listen.
Tune in again tomorrow.
Yeah, you can. So, but beautiful day, and Nakona, we're almost out of April.
I know. How did that happen?
I'm asking myself.
The honeybee festival came and went, and then April was over.
Yes. And those bees are out there doing their work.
Mm-hmm.
They sure are. And I'm still cooking with honey, by the way.
Of course.
But it is National Volunteer Month. And I think that's always been special to me, because thinking of how much we all depend on volunteers.
Yep.
And even if you don't think you do, trust me, in one way or another, all of you listening to this show and beyond benefit from volunteers. And if we did, I mean, just if you Google and if you go and want to see a list of volunteers and nonprofits in Mason County, I think our guests could probably tell us that as well. But and National Volunteer Day was on the 20th of April. But that doesn't mean we forget about it.
Right.
And we're still in the month. But every month to me should be Volunteer Month, because I have seen at what it means to those who volunteer in addition to those they volunteer for. And as I picked Fred up from the Community Food Bank on Thursday afternoon, I got to thinking about that. I won't tell you how long we've been supporters of Community Food Bank, because then you go, well, that's as old as she says she is. So. Welcome, Shannon Morian. Moreland.
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, it is an L.
It is.
Okay, well, as we get older, sometimes our eyes play. I'm blaming it on that, because I have a volunteer I have an RSVP employee who can't quite volunteer because you're not the right age, right?
I'm not old enough to volunteer for my own organization. That's correct.
But someday you will.
I will. I'll be old enough.
Yeah.
Probably come faster than I expect.
Okay, how old do you have to be? Just
55.
55. Okay,
55.
Okay, all right. RSVP. I think, is there anyone in this area that doesn't know? But you might remind, and for those who are unfamiliar, what is RSVP?
So Mesa County RSVP, and RSVP stands for Retired and Senior Volunteer Program.
Mm-hmm.
And our mission is to connect seniors who would like to volunteer in the community with opportunities in the community. RSVP strongly believes that the more connected you are with community and the more you are contributing to your community, the healthier lifestyle that you are going to have.
Amen. I say it is for your health to volunteer.
That's right.
It really is. And you said retired and seniors. So a lot of, not a lot, but there are people who retire before the age of 55.
Right. That's me.
and there you are. And 55, a lot of people at 55 are still working.
Absolutely.
For another 10, 20 years. I mean, the way it's going, you know.
Or you retire and you come back and you retire and you come back.
Exactly. So. I think that's kind of the way it's morphed, it really is. Yes. You retire for one and then you go to something else. But I have worked with many volunteers from RSVP over the years. If anybody remembers the Rehab Challenge, it was a huge walk and run. And I would have coming over to Seamarket office building, and we had a room set up for you guys, and you would help us put those. I mean, we used to have 1,000 to 2,000 people participate, and you would help us put the packets together. And I was always amazed at how fast it happened. You know, we said, oh, and we have to have snacks for them, and we have to do this and that. And before I knew it, you were gone and everything was done perfectly. So, and that's just an example. So how do you volunteer? And tell us a little bit about, do you have to volunteer and commit to something by the year, or how do you do that?
Sure. So Valerie Herrera Hanna is our volunteer manager, and she's phenomenal. And so our process is, if you'd like to volunteer, you come down and you talk to Valerie, and she can share
with
you.
She's a great lady.
She's amazing. Yeah. We partner with over 60 different agencies in
the
community.
Oh, my gosh. There you go.
And so you can do anything from the food bank, where your husband volunteers, to helping train dogs who are at the shelters, and that helps them to be adopted more quickly. To
That's
being
a
victim advocate
one.
For the police department or the sheriff's department. So Valerie sits down with you and talks to you about what you're interested in. And then she sends you out the door, and she spends some more time looking through all of the different opportunities. And then she emails you a personalized list of things that she thinks
that
might be a good fit based on your conversation with her.
That is terrific, because if you find a volunteer job that you're passionate with, or you enjoy so much, you know, it just, it keeps you, it makes you feel so good, and also it's a good fit.
Absolutely.
It's a good fit for the organization and for the volunteer.
And in terms of commitment, it can be whatever people want. We have a lot of one-time events.
Okay.
Palisade Peach Festival, for example.
I was just thinking of that one.
We help provide volunteers for that, and that's just a one day, one thing, and you're done. Up to things where, you know, people are there a certain number of hours every week, rain or shine. So it just depends on the person's
and count
interest.
On it. Now, you have a very important part of RSVP, and I've known of some of their work. So you are, tell us what your title is.
So I am the Handyman Project Coordinator for RSVP. We have three in-house programs in addition to all of the agencies we partner with. So Handyman Project is one of those.
Okay.
And Handyman Project's mission is to help keep limited income seniors in their homes for as long as possible, as
Which
independently
is,
as possible.
As independent. That is, I can't tell you how important that is. I think we all would reasonably think how important that is. And we, you know, and everybody knows about my mom. I mean, she was part of this story for 13 years after my father passed away. But, and know how independent she was, and she helped Fred a little bit with the community food bank, and her comment was, I feel like I have a purpose in life,
being useful,
but being able to stay in those apartments and in those houses, you do need some help from and we'll discuss that when we come back, because guess what, our first segment is over, so don't you go away. And of course, you know, we'll grill her a little bit on food and tell you what Phil has to say.
This is Nate down at the 2024 Home Expo. I'm with Mary Lou with Vivax Pros, and let's talk about prep work.
Yeah, good morning, Nate. So we are a house painting company, and so of course, the first thing that should happen before anybody slaps paint on your house is you should have a good prep job going on. Here at Vivax, we do offer warranties, and so we want to ensure that we get the house pressure washed, loose paint scraped, everything primed and caulked and tightened up so we can get the good duration paint from Sherwin-Williams on your house.
And that's just part of the process. That's kind of, you know, that's before you paint, but you're with us every step of the way.
With you every step of the way from the beginning. We do look for rotted wood. We pick rotted wood. We take care of all your landscaping as we're painting, your windows, your house. Everything gets, you know, taken care of with respect, and we treat your house like it's our own home.
Come and see him here at the Home Expo.
Hey, America Local Events, and this is Let's Go. CMU baseball all weekend long at Saplesio Field. Mavs will be taking on New Mexico Highlands University in a four-game stand. The Grand Junction Symphony is presenting Bold Voices. The grand season finale sees the symphony teaming up with the Western Colorado Chorale. Evening and matinee performances this weekend. And also happening all this weekend, the 2024 Home Improvement and Remodeling Expo. It's at the Grand Junction Event Center. It's brought to you by the Home Builders Association. That's Let's Go. For more, go to our website.
Spring has sprung, and San Juan Gardens in Montrose is ready. They're now open for the season with a wide selection of locally grown trees and shrubs, annuals, perennials, veggie seeds, soil amendments, and more. Ready to get growing? Get to San Juan Gardens on 6530 Road off the San Juan Bypass in Montrose.
Building a home at Redlands 360 means endless outdoor adventures at every turn. Enjoy access to a vast network of trails and take in 360-degree views of the majestic Grand Valley. Just minutes from downtown, Redlands 360 is Grand Junction's first one-of-a-kind master-planned community. With homes designed by renowned builders, you'll enjoy your time indoors as much as you do outdoors. Come have a look around, all the way around. Redlands360.com. Live life full circle.
Miss a day.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protest. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
You missed a lot.
What he needs to be doing is being the commander-in-chief. We're dealing with an international issue here.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Blind? Low vision? Eyesight changing? You are not alone. Connecting with blind and low vision people can provide support and expand your understanding of what is possible. We are making our own choices every day, but we are also stronger together. To learn more, visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
When you don't know, checking in is how to stay in the know.
To provide us the information we need.
News Radio 1100.
To understand all of the facts.
KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And welcome back for our second segment. The first went way too fast. We have Nakona over here, and we have our special guest today to remind us all to honor volunteers. And I'll bet a lot of you listening are volunteers. So we honor all volunteers all the time. But April is National Volunteer Month. And like I said just before we left, April 20th was National Volunteer Day, but that doesn't mean, oh, okay, we've done that now. No, and we need to continue to honor volunteers and appreciate, really, I saw a figure well over $1 billion, probably billions of value that they give to this country. And we have Shannon Moreland, who is in charge of the Handyman Project, which I love that whole idea of that. And the people in that program that I have met are just super. They're just, oh my gosh.
The volunteers who work for Handyman Project are the best ever. They are phenomenal.
So when you say handyman, what does that include?
So we have several different things. One of the things that there's a big need for in the Valley is wheelchair ramps. And so we have a crew that's all they do. They just build wheelchair ramps. So once a week on Wednesdays, you'll see them out and about building a wheelchair ramp for someone in our community.
So important. Talking about trying to keep people, seniors and those that have difficulties in their homes, that's a crucial one.
Right. And then we also do lots of other things. Mm-hmm. So minor electrical and plumbing.
Okay.
So, you know, a leaky sink or replace a garbage disposal.
Oh, how nice. Yes.
A lot of grab bars for people. Installing grab bars.
Uh-huh.
Swamp coolers, if they're window mounted. We don't do anything on the roof. All of our volunteers are seniors, so
Absolutely.
We keep them on the ground. We've done some security cameras recently.
I could see that.
Yeah. A lot of times if people call, then I can say yes or no. But to have like a set list is kind of strange. there's some things we just can't do. Well, so we don't have anybody that does yard work or painting, which I wish we did. Those are two big needs.
Yeah, that would be
community.
A great one.
And then nothing that involves roof work. So
sure. That makes total sense.
Yeah, beyond that, it just kind of depends. And sometimes I'll get a call and I'll be like, geez, I don't know. And so I just throw it out to the volunteers and see what they say. Sometimes they're like, no, we can't touch that one. Send them this direction. But many times somebody steps up to the plate and says, hey, I could go look at that. So.
Well, that and perhaps help lead them in the right direction.
Exactly.
If they can.
And we've had that too. So especially with some of that electrical and plumbing.
Oh, sure.
Sometimes you get out there and it's a bigger job than anybody realized. And so the volunteers are very good about saying, hey, you know what? This really is more than we should be doing. You probably need a licensed person looking at this.
There you go.
But at least that gives somebody an answer and they can help them. Hey, these
it's
are the kinds
resource.
Of things you need to ask.
Yes.
This is what you're needing. And even that piece is super helpful.
Right. Because, and like you say, that's another wonderful service because, and like you say, matching up a volunteer with the right job,
right.
volunteer job to do is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we hear all the time of falls, you know, and instability, et cetera. And having now experienced that with my mom, which I just, horrified, but and she did though she was very fortunate in finding an apartment that was handicapped accessible for talking about the bars, those grab bars, I know probably the bathroom is the number one.
It probably is number one. But we see them, too, at the entryway to a home. So maybe there's, you know, a step up on the porch into the entryway. So there. Or from the garage into a home. I've seen them there as well.
I've heard of some truly deathly experiences with people just thinking they can go out to the garage and stumbling and falling. And
then back patio is another one, too, from the back patio into the
there
home.
There you go. Now, those are things I'm thinking about right now.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How important. So the bathroom, of course, like we all say, because we all, that's the one you think
you
of.
You think of most often.
I'm of the feeling now, my advice is that if you're building a house, you have one bathroom. At least that is larger than the rest. You could get doorways wider that you can get a wheelchair in, or is easier. For instance, using a walker.
I think it's interesting how our perspective on homes changes as we get a little older and have a little more experience.
I do too. You know, but I had a friend whose son had a diving accident and was wheelchair bound, and it just. And you never know, any age, really. And so there's my advice to contractors, but people, but you know that won't happen. I mean, probably not.
Probably not. If you ruled the world, maybe.
Right. But thank heavens that there's RSVP programs like that. And the handyman project. What comments do you get from your handyman volunteers?
Oh, from our volunteers? They're pretty funny. We have one volunteer who he takes good care of his people. And so when he finds out that maybe they don't have family nearby and things like that, he adds them to his phone and he'll check in on them about once a month.
But he'll say,
you know, oh, sassy Miss So-and-so or some of those kinds of things.
I love it.
He's really building a relationship with some of the clients there.
Another really important side benefit for him and them.
Absolutely. But I think there's just for the volunteers, that knowledge that they helped somebody is just huge. You feel really good when you know that you've made a difference for someone. And for the volunteer, it was an hour and a half out of their day.
Right.
But it's a lasting impact for the person that they did the work for.
A lasting one, yes. And for the volunteer, they have a purpose.
Correct.
They have a purpose. And you know, when I heard my mother say that, you know, helping Fred at the food bank, I feel like I have a purpose. Something that is
important.
We
all need that.
And we do.
And we forget it sometimes until it happens that we find that purpose again and we realize how much we were missing it.
I think it is a form of therapy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And our ramp crew, that is a strong team. Those gentlemen meet for coffee once a week.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, to go out there and just hear the good-natured joking and ribbing that's going on as they build.
Of course.
You know, yes. That's a team.
It is.
It's a team.
And it gets them out. Now, can you pair people, for instance, because I can use it as a family reference, Fred has macular. And a lot of people do, and they're seeing it in younger and younger people, too, which is, we're going to do a program on that. But can you match him with a type of volunteer work?
I think so. I think, you know, Valerie is amazing, mm-hmm. and there are just so many opportunities. And one of the things that I've heard Dave Carlo, our executive director, talking about.
I met him, yes.
He is.
But
one of the things he's been talking about recently is how your volunteer experience changes as you get older. And maybe you start out, you know, hefting food boxes at the food bank, but 5 years down the road, you're not able to heft boxes at the food bank anymore. And so how do we make sure that there are still opportunities for people who want to do things?
In fact, that just came into being for Fred because he's had some other health issues. But and so he can't do like a computer check-in.
You know, one of the programs that Valerie's been working on a lot over the last couple of months is with the VA. And they have a team of people who just calls veterans to check in with them. So they call them from home, and it's just a phone visit.
Right.
You know, just, hey,
see,
just checking in on you. So appreciative of your service. And you know,
he could
anyone,
still do that because he could say, Siri, call.
And you
call.
Don't have to be able to drive and get there.
Right.
You don't have to be able to leave
That's
your home.
That's a great one.
So there's things like that that are still available for people.
Very good. How about transportation to... can you direct them to some assistance on that if they need transportation to get to a volunteer job?
Sure. So one of the things I think that happens when you start working for a nonprofit is you start learning about all the other nonprofits in town.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
So
yeah.
We do have, I'm trying to remember who it's with, we do have one agency that we work with where we provide drivers for people who need them.
So
the agency offers the service, but we provide some volunteers for that agency. And that's what happens a lot. People will call and say, hey, we need this. Uh-huh. I'm like, well, that's not something we can do, but have you checked with this group, or this group? Because I know they offer those services. So you just kind of start to learn who's in the valley and what do they do. And so we can at least maybe point somebody in the right direction if it's not something that we can directly provide.
We're so fortunate to have RSVP. Does every town have RSVP?
Most places do have type of an RSVP program.
So our listeners out of this area?
Absolutely. And they aren't always called RSVP, so sometimes you have to look around a little bit to see what your agency is called. But yeah, most places do have an organization that works in that way.
Sure, there's that interconnection. It of course, if you're providing volunteers, you're bound to have connections with other volunteer agents.
Or in other things, RSVP really works closely. Handyman Project works with ADRC, Aging and Disabilities Resource Center of Colorado. And so sometimes they can help provide funding for some of the handyman projects that maybe the client can't pay for on their own. So
perfect. When we come back, I promise you I will tell you what Phil told me at Quality Meats at 340 North Avenue, if you're listening, Phil, because, you know, he's quite creative in his culinary skills as well. And we'll have to ask Shannon a food question or two. But could you slow down the speed of this program?
I will cut the time in down a little bit if I can.
Okay, let's take a break.
Mount Garfield Greenhouse and Nursery.
Hello, gardeners. Bree here with Mount Garfield Greenhouse and Nursery. It's that time of year for seeds, soil, and advice. You can find everything you need to get your yard and garden ready for this year's growing season. From tools and containers to gloves and soil, we have everything that you need. Not sure where to start? We're here to help. Come on in and see us, and let's get growing.
Mount Garfield Greenhouse and Nursery. Let's get growing.
Solar Center. Atlanta Solar Center is celebrating 45 years of bringing solar power to the Western Slope. And you're invited to the party Saturday, May 4th. Free food and drinks for the first 200 people, live music by the Lincoln Pants Band, an auction and prize drawings. And find out how the Grand Valley solar experts can help you make the switch to solar and save money. Come join the celebration Saturday, May 4th from 10 to 4 at Atlanta Solar Center, 1111 South 7th and Grand Junction. Visit them online at atlantasolar.com. Is your garage door in need of repair or replacement? Just call Walt at Mesa Door Systems. Walt and his team operate with the utmost professionalism, doing business the old-fashioned way. Check out their top ratings on Google, Yelp, Facebook, or your Nextdoor app. Join thousands of happy customers and call Walt at Mesa Door Systems, 970-234-2123.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Chance of thunderstorms Sunday, Grand Junction 66, Montrose 58. Chance of storms Sunday night, then becoming partly cloudy, 42. Sunny Monday, 74.
Junior Achievement is where dreams take flight. We are helping students connect what they learn in school to future work and career success. We are teaching them how to manage money to achieve financial security as adults. And we are showing them that starting a business also means changing lives and communities. However, we can't do it alone. Go to ja.org to learn more.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ, Grand Junction.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson says by watching man-on-the-street interviews with all those anti-Israel students demonstrating on college campuses, it appears clear to him that most are woefully uninformed about the history of the Middle East and even the current crisis in Gaza. Retired Navy Admiral James Tavridis says a new aid package for Ukraine will give that country much greater protection against Russia's advance over the next year. Tavridis also says a good portion of the $60 billion in aid to Ukraine will find its way back into the hands of U.S. military suppliers, helping to rebuild the U.S. military industry in the process. A tornado has plowed through suburban Omaha, Nebraska. And the photos posted on social media show a number of houses destroyed and trees shredded. Thankfully, no reports of deaths. This is
happening today.
Crisis
at the border.
Ransomware attack.
Russia.
China.
It's happening every day.
Right here.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And we are back with Shannon Moreland, handyman coordinator for RSVP, Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, which I know you've all heard about, and Nakona's over there.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil has a little message for us.
Okay.
He said he's sure getting rave reviews on the Van Winkle ground beef, of course. And who doesn't know Janie Van Winkle and the Van Winkle Farm and Ranch? And she's going to be on in June. Finally could mm-hmm. rope her, pun intended, in, and she's been wanting to come, but she's one busy lady. He also has so many things going on, and he said he has lots of prime ribs because everyone, this is National Prime Rib Day. I know, but I guess Phil would say, and I think, you know, Fred would say, he would agree that every day could be prime rib day. And so he has them there, he said, and they're at those good prices, $13.50 for bone-in and $14.50 for boneless. And he'll tell you the difference in how to prepare the two. We always do a prime rib show, you know, in the holidays. But he still, he doesn't forget that information. And so he's got it, and he also has instructions on how to, you know, cook that prime rib to perfection.
Mm.
He said he has, I asked him about pork seasonings because if you recall, last week he was talking about pork belly. Shannon, I don't know if you even know what that is or not, but
I've heard of it, yes. But I can't say I've tried it.
Okay, so it's I guess it's becoming quite the end thing, and you can buy it sliced. But it's uncooked, of course, no nitrates or anything. And that's why I guess some people are turning that, making that into bacon so they can have it once in a while.
Okay.
And granted, you don't eat pork belly every day. And you know, I'm into eating healthy and all of that. But I'm going to try this now because Phil was talking about it and I've been researching. And Fred goes, what are you printing? It keeps printing and printing. And he goes, I want the recipes to hold in my hand and the directions. And that might have something to do with being a senior. I don't know, but I do like it. And so I'm going to try some. And he's going to give me a couple seasonings. And at first it looked scary and involved. And Fred has a pellet one. Not the great big one, but he found a really good one. And so he's going to do that this afternoon or tomorrow. But I have to go over to Phil's and get some of that seasoning. But it just, I thought it was going to be such a long 24-hour process. And no, it won't. So next week, and I'll have to bring you a bite, Nakona.
Okay.
Okay.
I won't say no.
So you can give your opinion. And of course, we'll have to have, I'll have to drop some off to Phil and we can call him and get his idea. But he's at, and he's feeling really good because he had a young lady come in, he said yesterday, and tell him that she won a best burger contest last year using a recipe that he told her about, using a cream cheese on a burger. And the crap, I know. Are you familiar with cat crap?
I am familiar with cat crap.
Okay, good.
It's delicious.
You shake your head, yes. And
we
so
get our prime rib from Phil.
Okay,
so.
I knew there would have to be. He has a connection with so many people, as does Nakona from Delta. Who knows? It seems Delta in this area, everybody knows everybody. But that cat crap is good. It is good on hamburgers.
It's good on anything.
I've put it on chicken and it was really good, you know. And he makes it right there. So that's very interesting. And he said he forgot to mention that he has 5-pound bricks of brisket and short rib ground beef on sale for $4 a pound, which is really good, really good. In fact, Shannon's raising her eyebrows.
Like, you're making me hungry.
I bet I am. I know. I'm starting to salivate myself, you know. And he, of course, is very interested in the pork belly slices that I picked up from him to try and see if, you know, these two Iowans, Fred and Dixie, from pork country, and with Fred's relatives in the pork, we don't call it pork ranching, I don't think. I'll have to check that.
Pig farms
is what, yeah. But
I
pork
guess.
Farms sound a bit kind
it does
of better.
Sound
I
better.
Don't know. But anyway, Phil is at 340 North Avenue with all kinds of ideas for you guys. And I know the Nuggets have a big game tonight. Oh, Lord, Nakona, I'm slipping into that because I have to help Fred a little get on with the big TV guy so he can see it.
Oh,
but
yep.
Sometimes, you know, if they... You see the score, and sometimes he needs me to help him with the score.
Mm-hmm.
And
so now you're involved, whether you want to be or not.
So suddenly, I found myself watching that whole Nuggets game, playing the Lakers. I mean, they beat them three times. Is it three times, Fred? I think tonight, if they won that one, then they move on to. I don't understand all of that.
I just know they had a big comeback game on Tuesday night.
They did. Yes, there you go. So, but you like some fun stuff, you know. And so if you're having somebody over, even tonight for this game, I know then in the tournaments they're going on and on. But if you can't think of anything to make, go see Phil. And he'll tell you about that cream cheese on that hammer. Sounds very interesting.
Sounds good
to me. Yeah. And we are sitting here salivating, and it's all your fault, Phil. So don't forget to stop by. They're open till 5 o'clock today. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. All right, Shannon. We've been talking about... Oh, and I did promise I'd be asking you a food question because we're talking about... RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteer Program, and the Handyman Program, which is so fabulous. Before I get to the food question, don't let me skip it. But now, is there a charge for seniors, like on those bars? Do they have to pay for the bar?
So the volunteer's time and labor is always at no cost to the client.
That's a big savings.
It's huge.
Huge.
It's huge. But clients do pay for the cost of any materials.
Okay, I understand.
On some of the bigger jobs, mm-hmm. if... like, for example, a ramp. If a client's not able to pay that, then mm-hmm. that might be when we would work with another agency in town to see if they can help fund the cost of materials.
Oh, terrific. So if you're needing a ramp and you don't feel that you have the funds,
absolutely,
still call you guys.
Absolutely. Please
and you
call.
Guys will install it. And right. I mean, when you look at, and of course, everybody, you know, deserves to be paid. But when you look at the labor cost,
yeah,
it's much more than the part or whatever
that's true.
You
that
need.
True.
And so that's a huge service.
It is. And unfortunately, we can't serve everyone.
No.
We are grant funded. And so
right.
there are some financial eligibility requirements.
Okay.
But
I understand
that. But
please
call and talk to me.
Right.
And, you know, we can
right.
do that little application over the phone to see if you qualify.
Perfect.
Because we would certainly like to help if we can.
Okay. So if you're uncomfortable about that over the phone. It's easier than
absolutely.
Although you'd be make everybody feel welcome when they walk in the door, so there's no reason for that either, really. But if it does, but what is the phone number?
The phone number is 970-243-9839.
Mm-hmm.
That's our main number. So
okay.
if you're interested in volunteering, you can get Valerie at that number.
Okay.
If
that's
you're
good.
Looking specifically for handyman uh-huh. project, I'm at extension 6.
Extension 6. That and if you Google RSVP, if you can't remember that, you Google RSVP in Mesa County,
it'll pop up.
It'll
for you.
Pop up.
And
yes.
check out RSVP's Facebook page.
Okay.
Chrissy Castle, our office manager,
uh-huh.
does a phenomenal job
terrific.
Of posting updates.
Okay.
And so there's always lots of good information about what's going on the Facebook page.
So just go to Facebook and to the RSVP page.
That's right.
And you will be there. And it's getting easier and easier to make contacts.
It is.
Right.
It is.
Right. And it was easy to get through on yours. And I know it gets frustrating sometimes calling in different regards to various things. I know I have been there. And you think, well, they didn't really ask the question that pertains to what I need information on.
Sure.
And you're going, so what would they have, you know, grouped that with? Or and so you go through and go through and go through. And then finally, you get an opportunity to talk to a person.
Yeah.
But
and I think
but
that's
RSVP,
huge.
It is.
We recognize that a lot of people really would like to talk to a human being and not
yes.
only go through a website or
yes.
a chat box or
yes.
things like that.
Yes.
So you're
yes.
very likely to catch an actual
yes.
human being at
yes,
RSVP. Yes,
absolutely. And trust me, I have been there, you guys. And working out a TV new remote control, I've been there. Experience frustration. Now, I don't know if you have programs that would help with stuff like that.
Well, we might connect
but
you with the library. They have a lot of those kinds of programs.
Oh, okay. See?
There you go.
There you go. I mean, right now, you know, because it's like frustration.
I hear
frustration.
It.
Frustration. And I'm sure you hear it a lot with people with various problems.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we're all in the same boat, so to
well,
speak.
Well, we try to make things as easy for you as yeah. possible.
Well,
so a phone call is all it takes.
There you go. So now, I am assuming that you like to eat.
Well, of course.
Do you have any favorite recipes that are something that either is seasonal or perhaps is something that you just all year long? Is
well,
a,
you warned me earlier this week
I did.
You were going to ask me that.
Yes.
So I've been thinking about it.
Okay.
So a friend of mine has a recipe for a tomato quiche.
Oh,
and I always
oh,
start
man.
Thinking about it right now
yes.
as I'm getting ready to plant my garden.
We were talking with Mona from and Steph from Booklift.
It's good all year, but it's really best in August and September when you have those tomatoes fresh from your own garden.
Okay, so and are you going to share? You are.
I brought
you
it.
You brought it
I
so we could put it on the website. And we'll tell you about that when we get back. So hang on there, and we're going to talk about that great springtime, summertime recipe and more RSVP food for thought.
Did you ever get a gold star on your homework? That's what we feel like every time we get a good review. Hi, this is Trish at Modern Classic Motors. I want to thank Jenny for her great review and for giving us the opportunity to help her find the perfect vehicle for her son. If you're in the market, let us earn your great review today by treating you to an honest, enjoyable experience just like Jenny's. Modern Classic Motors, next to Sam's Club on Independent Avenue. Come see why. It's the most fun you'll have buying a car.
The never-ending contest keeps rolling, and you could be our next big winner. This month, from Motorcycle Accessories, you could win a 2017 Honda CTX 700 motorcycle featuring a 4-stroke parallel twin engine and Honda's DCT dual-clutch automatic transmission, plus helmet, boots, gloves, jacket, and pants, a total value of $7,500, courtesy of Motorcycle Accessories. When you win any contest on our station, you'll be qualified for this month's grand prize. Keep listening for your chance to win in the never-ending contest.
This is Nate down at the 2024 Home Expo. I'm with Mary Lou with Vivax Pros, and let's talk about prep work.
Yeah, good morning, Nate. So we are a house painting company, and so, of course, the first thing that should happen before anybody slaps paint on your house is you should have a good prep job going on. Here at Vivax, we do offer warranties, and so we want to ensure that we get the house pressure washed, loose paint scraped, everything primed and caulked and tightened up so we can get the good duration paint from Sherwin-Williams on your house.
And that's just part of the process. That's kind of, you know, that's before you paint, but you're with us every step of the way.
With you every step of the way from the beginning. We do look for rotted wood. We pick for rotted wood. We take care of all your landscaping as we're painting, your windows, your house, everything gets, you know, taken care of with respect, and we treat your house like it's our own home.
Come and see him here at the Home Expo.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
Information.
Information.
I like getting information.
I just feel like I'm more in touch whenever I listen.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
I just said to Shannon, and I, you don't whisper on the radio.
No whispering.
It sounds like funny noises. We have Shannon Moreland here with the Handyman Program, in charge of the Handyman Program at RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteer Program. If you haven't heard about it, you have to learn about it. And a lot of you, I know, use RSVP. You call and say, we need some volunteers. Do you think you have some who could help? And I learned that a long time ago. And then, for instance, you were saying that volunteers have to be 55 or older.
Correct.
And you try to match the volunteer with their interests and with the organization. And you always sense that we had some, well, for the Peach Festival, a lot will help in the office.
Absolutely.
And at the festival and old-fashioned Christmas. And we had some help us at the gingerbread. And I mean, and they have such great sense of humor. I mean, so many of them are so much fun, and they take their job seriously. And then if you say, and it was during, where, you know, it wasn't the 2020, but it was when we had our first one after
COVID.
You know, it was like, maybe it was 2022. I'm trying to remember if it was 21 or 22. And so we had to have let people in the building one way, and they had to exit, and they had to go through the display a certain way and all of that. And so we had an RSVP volunteer right there, you know, and then one as they were coming into the big room, and they did their job, and they had such a sense of humor that it didn't sound like they were, you know, okay, you have to go this way and that. you made it fun.
Absolutely.
And they took it, and they were having fun. I could tell they were having so much fun.
There's so many opportunities. You wouldn't even. My dad and I just volunteered for a first Lego League with the elementary schools of weeks ago, and the RSVP helped to get volunteers for that.
I heard about that. And of course we have Ebricks here, which is so much fun, and they volunteer and help a lot.
They do.
Yeah, they really do. And we're going to have your dad on as a volunteer here, and he sounds like he's a foodie as well, because we were talking about that tomato quiche that you are bringing from a friend, and we were talking about tomatoes. You see how things just build and go on and on, everybody, and they know that from our program, the way one thing leads to another. But as Mona about those tomato plants, and we were talking about how we are loving the rain, and I love the clouds, because I mean, look at the days of sun we get here, so that you enjoy those cloudy days and rain. And we were talking about the tomatoes, and then you have bring the recipe, and we're going like, let's see now, which tomatoes would bring us the earliest tomatoes? Early Girl, maybe, is one of them. But and it's got some cheddar cheese and Swiss cheese. 2 cups of plum tomatoes.
That's what they call for. But I tell you what, I like it best with the tomatoes out of my garden.
You know, I have found this to be true with a lot of things. That call maybe for plum tomatoes, not knocking the plum tomatoes, and if you want to, that's fine.
Absolutely.
But I find it's the good old garden tomato.
I think it's the freshness that makes the difference.
I think so too. I'm salivating just thinking of that first tomato.
They're coming, but it's still a while.
I know. I haven't planted mine yet. Have you?
No, not yet. But I'm thinking about them.
Fred just said that the other day. He goes, what do you think? Shall we try? But I know the ground needs to be good and warm for them. And some green onion and dried basil, which you could substitute fresh basil.
Sure, absolutely.
And which I don't plant that until we're pretty sure, because it's very temperamental, I've learned. Yeah, now, thyme isn't. And rosemary, I had some that stayed green all year in the pot. Which is probably scary because we didn't have a real winter. But and evaporated milk and eggs sounds so good. Okay, in the crust. I'm reading it. I won't read it out loud. So, but we're going to get that up. Max, I think sometimes he sneaks in here on Saturdays. But
I haven't seen him yet.
I'm going to have Max put that recipe on the website, 1100knzz.com, because we're starting to do that more again. Mm-hmm. We used to. And I don't know what happened. We got crazy and
too busy, I guess.
Yes, but people want those recipes.
Yes, they do.
Yes, yes. So thank you for bringing that. I assume tomatoes is one of your favorite springtime, summertime foods.
I think it is. It's just kind of that best of summer kind
of. Are
taste.
You telling me? Is this the last segment?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't do very good slowing the time down. Sorry about that.
No, you didn't.
It didn't listen.
Can you believe that?
It Shannon? Goes fast.
Shannon, would you come back and come with some of the gang sometime?
Oh,
because,
sure. We would love to do that.
The RSVP gang, we'll call them. Because they are there to help. If you want to volunteer, 55 and older, if you need volunteers,
absolutely,
call RSVP and learn more about it. I know we probably just touched the surface. Can you give us quickly, how many volunteers do you have?
I checked 629 as of Wednesday. And since January of this year, 21,971 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Already in 4 months?
Already.
Wow.
That is a third of the year, and you've already reached those numbers. Really, and go to Facebook and check them out and call. And it's easy to find them.
It is easy.
It really is. And it's hard for people to remember numbers when you give them like that real quick. But know that RSVP, you know, if you've been feeling like you want to do some volunteer work or you need some help, like we were talking about, give them a call. Go to Facebook, and that'll lead you in the right direction. And either way, you're a winner. You certainly are, because volunteering gives you a sense of, in many ways, of being alive and participating and helping. And so it's a win-win situation, and the people who receive the volunteer work and the volunteers who give it. And you know they're interested if they come to you and want to be teamed up with
absolutely
events.
And like I said, you wouldn't believe all the opportunities there are in the community. There's something that will fit for you.
I can believe that. I mean, and everything from food and food related as well. So we might mention that. Nakona, are you going to be with us next week?
I should be.
Okay. So I wanted to talk about celery, and it's just really good for you. You guys, you have no idea how good it is. It's now just celery month, but you know what? We'll go over some of that later, and you can put some celery maybe in that quiche. I don't know.
It goes in a lot of things.
It does. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we think it enhances flavors, but we didn't know how good it is. So there you go. Go get some celery. Take a walk on this beautiful day and think about what you might want to do or what you do as a volunteer, because know that you're all greatly appreciated and it's good for us all. So don't forget to get out and take that walk. You'll be happy you did.